Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline, that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football, Chris Muller with you on this Thursday.
Slide into the DM team, right?
Andrew Filippone is behind the glass, a DM team Thursday.
Donnie, he's got like an expression right now, like a whole look that I have seen on you so many times I've become desensitized. He's reaching to one of the computers. He's very locked in on the task at hand. Multiple things going on in there. And just seeing that on his face, nice to witness.
One of the reasons I will like this exercise, not that it puts Pony through some sort of torture, and you know, Jeff in South Park brought up Pony was horrified when the idea came up, and he was.
Yes. Make better picks.
But I think he will get a better appreciation of everything that has to be done, and since Nelly is back there, not doing the work for him, he was able to log into everything necessary.
Oh, he's typing up copious notes.
One of the computers. Like, yeah.
I have to do the website stuff. Yeah. Chaptering, they call it.
Yep.
Podcasting.
Yep. And you make it look easy, frankly, Don. I mean, you're a one-man machine.
Well, how am I making it look so far? I know we had a dial tone go out over the air, but that was all Nelly's fault.
I couldn't tell if it was over the air where you were like, hey, Mulzy, you have
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah.
I'll cell phone that.
You know what, though? We grade so many things here very briefly. I would tell you right now through 35 minutes of this show, yeah, I'd say you've got like a C+, B-. I think that's rock solid. Well, I mean, when was the last time a dial tone went out over the air with Donnie producing?
It was Nelly's fault. He told me to hit literally the only wrong button. Nelly's nodding yes.
I think Nelly's just too nice. He doesn't want to push.
No, he literally pointed to that button and said, hit that.
What if Big Nelly did it on purpose?
He probably
did. If our boy Nelly did it on purpose, that would be a delight. Anyway.
Jason Mackey, he's brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house, September 20th, westminster.edu for more details. Jason, how are you appreciating this from afar? Did you ever think you would experience a day with Andrew Filippone having to produce the show, call you, set
hey,
you
Jason,
up?
Hey, Jason,
you
ready to go on the air?
I am laughing my butt off, guys.
This is great theater. You are also one of the people that you actually have the phone number saved. So when we call, you normally just say, hey, what's up, Donnie? So I don't know if you were aware of this happening today, but that may have...
Donnie answered. I said, this better be Andrew. And it was. And he
confirmed.
He sounded a little stressed. He said, I'm going to put you on
also
hold
confirmed.
Before I screw up this next break. So
how stressed do you think
Ben... there's a lot of balls in the air.
How stressed do you think Ben Cherington's going to be over the next couple of months, Jason?
Oh, boy. Pretty stressed, Chris, as they should be. I was surprised, man. I'm still surprised. I can't say I understand it. I mean, I don't think it's impossible for them to be good next season. I know that's kind of probably a crazy statement, but I mean, Ben Cherington has to make a lot of very serious, correct, different, bunch of adjectives there, types of moves, man. I mean, they have to spend more money. They have to spend money in a different way. They cannot afford to you know, lose this offseason. They've lost too many off seasons. They cannot lose another one. They shouldn't have lost the last one. Left field, third base, bullpen. Ben Charrington's got a busy couple of months ahead of him.
Do you have any confidence that they will spend a little bit more money, knowing what is looming in 2027 and maybe some added pressure, like, okay, you have to get it right this time?
Yeah, I mean, spend more money, yes. Spend enough money, no. I'm not going to sit here and say that I believe their payroll is going to go up to $100 million. I don't believe that. They were at about $88 million last year. Like, if they went over 90, that wouldn't surprise me. I do think that's within the realm of possibilities, and I think that's the only way you get out of this. Like, I think Bob Nutting making this move is if I had to, you know, put together what I know, what I've heard, what I think, it's that we're close enough, and we need to make a couple key signings, sort of like the Pirates did before the 2013 season, and they think that's going to put them over the top. A lot of people are going to disagree with that. A lot of people are mad right now. I'm just trying to relay my understanding here. So I think payroll will go up a little bit. I don't think it'll go down, but I don't think it's, you know, enough, or I don't think it's going to placate people.
Jason, what do you think is the chief motivator, if you had to get into the collective brain trust's mindset, for trying to deal Mitch Keller, which seems like it's the worst kept secret in Major League Baseball, that they would like to deal him? Let me rephrase it. We know they want to deal him. Which do you think is the more strong motivator, moving the salary off the books or getting a hitter back in return?
It's honestly not that money motivated, Chris. Other than, you know, it's a convenient thing. And, like, here's what I mean by that a little bit more specifically. Like, they can get that labor, they can get those innings for cheaper. I'm going to sound like I'm defending the Pirates for a second, but they don't have to pay $15 million for a number 4, number 3 starter, because they can replace him for a lot cheaper. They have the guys to do that. So, I mean, what they're going to do is try to flip him into a hitter, as they should. But it's not like, oh, my goodness, we have to get this money off the books. That's not how they're looking at it. What they're looking at is saying, you know, we've got Oviedo, we've got Burrows, we've got Ashcraft. You need places to put these guys, and they're just not in a position, and this is a credit to them, because they have grown some young pitching. They don't need to pay, what is effectively a number 3, number 4 starter. They don't need to pay that guy $15 million.
Jason, our producer, wants to ask you a question.
Hi, Jason.
All right. Hi, Andrew. Great to hear you.
True or false? Oscar Marin was fired because in player exit interviews, he got slammed and ripped to shreds by Pirates pitchers.
True, but I think you're over-dramatizing. I mean, that's not the only reason, but yes.
Is that true?
Was Paul Skenes the biggest one of those players who was not complimentary of him in exit interviews?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
I don't know. I don't have the ranking of who was obviously Skeen's input carried a lot of weight.
I would hope it carried the most weight of those guys in exit interviews.
I mean, I would think so, but you're asking me who was the loudest is at least the way I took that question. I don't know if Skeen's was the loudest. Obviously, his voice is going to carry the most weight. But, I mean, what Andrew's saying is right. The players were not satisfied with the level of improvement they achieved. I think the Pirates looked at this and said, we had a pretty good pitching staff because we had a pretty good pitching staff, not because we got the most out of it. And I'm not trying to slam Oscar Marin, but, that was baked into the calculus of the decision they made, yes, as far as I understand it.
So did Matt Haig, hypnotize all the Pirates position players before their exit interviews? Explain to me how he's still employed.
Yeah, he's passing out Get-Go gift cards.
Or
the last day.
In all seriousness, though, Jason, would you then, would you say that the Pirates were bad hitters because they have bad hit? You know what I mean? The same thing said for why the pitching's good was the hitting was bad.
So, okay, there's a middle ground here. And Oscar's contract was up. He was an easy one to move on from. Matt Haig is under contract probably for two more years. Typically, when you have a hitting coach, pitching coach, they get 3 years on that first deal. I don't know if I expect Matt Haig to return in the same capacity. I don't think that's been determined. What I'm saying is the news from the other night was because it's easy, because those contracts are up. They are very much looking at their hitting scenario and saying, is he the right guy for this team? Donnie Kelly didn't hire him, and they might sit there and say, look, Matt Haig is probably better deployed in this capacity. We're going to go hire a hitting coach. They're having those discussions right now. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's what they're looking at right now, thinking, is this the right way of going about it? And they'd be foolish if they're not looking inward at how they're teaching and coaching and improving hitters, because it's not good enough.
How much of a say do you think Don Kelly will have in the offseason acquisitions? Because I know that the other day he said he hopes that he has a fair amount.
I think he will, Donnie. I mean, I think Derek Shelton had a fair amount of input. There was a pretty healthy back and forth with Ben Charrington. I mean, I don't think that was a good thing, right? The acquisitions didn't pan out, but I don't think they're going to shut out Donnie Kelly. I mean, they like Donnie Kelly a lot. I know that's not breaking any news, but I fully expect him to have a strong hand. I mean, we're already seeing it with reshaping his coaching staff, but the type of additions, and I think Donnie realizes not just the players, but the type of players they need, right? They don't need the Michael A. Taylors, the Rowdy Tellez. They don't need a bunch of guys on smaller contracts who may produce. They need a couple guys on big contracts who will produce. And I hope Donnie Kelly, I think he recognizes that.
Jason, since you're back on the beat, I'm going to ask you on October 2nd to make your first 2026 Pirates prediction that we will clearly hold you to.
All right.
Better chance in 2026 that O'Neill Cruz hits 30 home runs or Spencer Horwitz hits 20?
I'm going to go with O'Neill Cruz hitting 30.
Ooh, I kind of wish you had said the other one there, honestly.
I mean, Horwitz just isn't – he's not a traditional home run guy. I think he might have a pretty good season, but I don't think Cruz, with a little bit of consistency, is that far from 30. Potential wise.
What plan do they have to get him unlocked then? I'll kind of double barrel. What plan is there internally? Do you get any sense that there is a North Star, or that somebody there has had a serious sit down or a group of people and said, this is the guy we have to figure out if we're going to be anything like what we want to be in 2026?
I don't know of a North Star type plan, Chris, but I know that figuring out O'Neill Cruz is hugely important. And how they have operated in the past, I would be surprised if they didn't try to get at him in the Dominican Republic this offseason. Have somebody work with him. Have somebody saddle up next to him. And frankly, they should take a lesson from a couple years ago, and they're not unaware of this. Remember when Carlos Santana was around? That was the guy that Cruz looked to in kind of a cool uncle or a dad, or however you want to phrase it. They miss that guy. And I know you don't go out free agent shopping exclusively for O'Neill Cruz's babysitter, but if you can get somebody who's going to look after him, I think that would help. But I mean, you need to get somebody to get through to him and say, dude, it's time. It's beyond time. You need to grow up. There needs to be no question about your effort. You need to be more consistent, and explain to him what's on the other side of this, because it's, he's behind schedule at this point.
Quick one here for you, Jason. Another year of Andrew McCutchen, or is the reunion tour over?
I think the reunion tour is over, Donnie. I do. It's kind of sad. I feel bad saying that, but I mean, I think Kutch is going to look for more of a regular role, and I think the Pirates can't afford to pay a DH who didn't really produce all that much last season $5 million. I took Ben Charrington coming back as Andrew McCutchen not coming back. Maybe and hopefully I'm wrong, but that was my interpretation.
Jason Mackey, check him out at the Post-Gazette. Jason, thanks for taking the time.
All right, dudes. Take care. Thanks for having me.
There we go. Jason Mackey from the PG. You can listen to this show, the PM Team, on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We will keep the baseball conversation going a little bit. Coming up next, the team in Cleveland getting set to take on the Detroit Tigers in just about 20 minutes or so from now. Why is that team always so good, and why can the Pirates never figure it out? We get to that coming up next. Long commercial-free segment on the other side of this break right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.